Cape Talk.
Call 021 446 0567.
All right, good. For now, we move on. And Dry January happens every year. If you're involved in that, by the way, if you're doing Dry January this year, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how it's going. Tribe Sober is hosting a Dry January challenge to raise funds for Earth Child. You'll know about them. We had them on the show. They work with thousands of children in Lavender Hill and Kailicha, teaching children healthy living skills and yoga and all of that sort of stuff. To tell us more, we welcome back to the show Janet Garand. You know her well, founder of Tribe Sober. Hi, Janet. Happy New Year.
Hi, Sarah Jane. Thank you. Lovely to chat.
Lovely to have you back. Just remind us, how does Dry January work? What's the challenge?
Dry January. Okay. For a small donation to Earth Child, which you introduced so beautifully, we offer 1 month of online and community support. And the challenge is open right until the end of the month, until the end of January, because we know a lot of people go on holiday in January. Mm-hmm. So you can actually sign up on the 31st and do a dry February, which some people like because that's the shortest month. the day that you sign up, we put you on our Dry January WhatsApp group, and we've got plenty of people on there already doing the challenge, enjoying the challenge. Mm. And we also send a daily email, you know, full of tips, tools, motivation.
So how it's much great have you fun. Raised?
This is our
so
seventh
far.
Year.
Is it your seventh year of doing
yes,
this? Amazing.
I know.
Gosh.
I know.
How many, here's a question for you. How many of the people who originally started 7 years ago doing a Dry January have decided to quit? Or is that a terribly, for good? Is that a very unfair question?
No, not at all. It's a very interesting question. I'm glad you raised it. Yeah, because we suggest that people try Dry January to give them a bit of a taste of sobriety. Let's just, you know, see what it's like.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not that bad.
It's not.
And there's been plenty of people that have got to the end of Dry January and they don't say, that's it, I'm never drinking again, not at all. But they say, I actually feel quite good and I feel like I've gone through the hard bit.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to carry on to 60 days.
Got it.
And what happens is we usually get a little hardcore group that want to do 60 days and, you know, we hang in there and support them and then they want to do 100 days. And we've had, I don't know, at least 30 people that I know
wow.
of, there might be more, that are sober today, 7 years
that's
later.
Amazing.
Yeah, so
that's
exciting,
amazing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How much have you raised so far, Janet, with Dry January?
More than 300,000.
Sure.
Over the 7 years, not this
that's
year.
Still, it's nothing to sniff at. That's incredible. That's fantastic.
That works out at more than 1,000 children get, you know, 1 year of yoga and life skills tuition. So it's really making a difference,
yeah,
you know, and
really
I've been out to see these kids having their classes and it's beautiful. You
no,
know,
they do incredible stuff at Earth Child. We had them on last year and I really commend them for the work they're doing. Somebody messaging in, Mandy, saying, I'm doing Dry January, which is great. So many supportive people from Tribe Sober and those doing the challenge. So much great educational information too. Just quickly, Janet, just remind us, Tribe Sober, you're the founder, you yourself are sober. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you support people who are thinking about stopping drinking or maybe just doing something like this, like a sober challenge.
Sure. Well, obviously, there's the challenges. We do Dry January and then we do Sober Spring. That's a 66-day challenge. Starts on 1st of September. But we also offer workshops. For obvious reasons, we've now transitioned to Zoom. So that's a 4-hour workshop. And we've got one coming up in February, one coming up in March. But the main thing that we offer, the kind of heart of our organization is really our membership. So for just £85 a month, you know, people can join up, join our community, and they get involved and we offer them support. And even if they're just thinking about stopping and they'd like a bit of support and information, then they can join, you know, and then after being members for a few weeks, they usually give it a go. And some of them do extremely well.
And you've got a podcast. Tell us about the podcast.
Yes, my podcast. You've been on my podcast.
I have. So I had so much fun.
Very famous and special people like you.
Yeah, exactly. I had so much fun doing that. Tell us a little bit more about the podcast.
Yeah, I love our podcast. I think it's, I launched it to celebrate my fifth soberversary. So now it's nearly 2 years I've been doing weekly podcasts. And I just love it, you know, because I meet such interesting people and I always learn something, you know, about this field. There's so much science and psychology behind it because I have recovery stories like yours. And also I interview experts and doctors. And our latest one that came out yesterday, I'm quite proud of that. It's called How Big Alcohol Hijacked the Feminist Movement.
Sure.
I think that's a great title. Gosh. And it did. I think it's fascinating. And I'm interviewing an author called Anne Dowsett-Johnston. She's Canadian and she wrote a book called Drink. So she's amazing. So have a listen to that. That's another way, of course, that we support people. If you don't want to join up yet, then just listen to our podcast for a while. Promise you'll learn interesting stuff.
Just talk a little bit about your own experience, because there'll be people listening in, Janet, who, of course, the new year often brings with it, if you are somebody and you feel that perhaps your drinking is becoming problematic, you're not happy with it, the likelihood is perhaps you may have had a difficult festive season if you maybe tried to stop and couldn't, or did stop but just found yourself to be essentially what we would call a dry drunk and very grumpy and very unhappy, or maybe you feel that things got a little bit out of hand over the festive, and now it comes sort of January can often be that period of regret or frustration or determination to do something but not really knowing what to do. For you, what are some of the benefits? And this isn't me saying, you know, everyone needs to jump on the sober bandwagon, because that isn't everyone's life journey, but for you, how has your life changed since deciding that you weren't going to drink anymore?
Oh, I think if I had to put that in one sentence, Sarah Jane, I would say that I found peace, you know, because I was trapped in my drinking for decades, really. I knew it was a problem, but I had no idea how to do anything about it. I trotted along to AA, but that wasn't right for me. But I also, I spent 10 years just trying to moderate, because I couldn't imagine my life without alcohol. So I would try and cut down. And I've learned now over the years, you know, and working with so many people, that that's the most difficult thing. Because if you've become dependent, then there's no going back, really. You can't moderate.
Yeah.
So if I could give people one piece of advice, you know, if you've got to that stage, if you're trying to stick to the safe limits, which, by the way, are 1.5 bottles of wine a week, not a night, like I used to put away.
Is it only a week? Yeah, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't falling within those within that. No.
Well, I don't think any of us did we? So just ditch the bloody stuff, you know, get it out of your life, and it'll be different, you know. And my benefits, well, you know, I think obviously my health, you know, I had breast cancer in my 50s, which there's so many studies now proving that there is a link between heavy drinking and breast cancer. I had breast cancer, but I didn't give up. I carried on drinking. And it was only the blackouts, really, that made me decide that, goodness, you know, I'm not only destroying my body here, but I'm destroying my brain. So that was what made me stop in the end. But, you know, going back to the benefits, I'm 70 years old now.
No, you're not, Janet.
Caller.
You're not 70 years old. The reason I'm so shocked, folks, if you haven't seen a picture of Janet or had the pleasure of being in her company face to face, That's come as a shock to me. Gosh, you look fabulous on it. For somebody who spent a significant portion of their life chucking alcohol down their neck, Janet, you look really good.
I have been kind of fortunate with that, you think. I'm sure, Sarah Jane, that if I'd been drinking for the last 7 years, because that's how long I've been sober, not only would I be putting away even more than I was before, but I would be a wreck, you know. Yeah. Possibly my breast cancer would have come back. I might have been dead, you know. So I did it just in time. Yeah. So I say to people, you know, don't wait. And there's been a study out recently by an American sobriety group called The Tempest. And they asked 250 people in recovery, how long was it between the time that you knew you had a drinking problem and the time that you reached out and got help?
Yeah.
And, you know, the average time is 11 years.
Sure.
And that's how long I spent moderating, you know, and that's a long time to be miserable and worried about this issue. So I say to people, just, you know, reach out, whether it's AA or whether it's us or whether it's someone else or whether it's just telling a friend, you know, don't keep it as your dirty little secret, because it's not our fault. You know,
and very often, Janet, it's not much of a secret. Is it? It's not much of a secret. All your friends know, all your family know. The thing that I get asked most often about not being a drinker and being in recovery is, don't you miss it, they say about the booze. Don't you miss it? No. That's the answer. I don't miss it. I never, you know, and I'm, 15 years in now, I just don't think about it. It doesn't, and initially, now if you'd asked me that, you know, 14 years and however many days ago, do I miss it? Then yes, because it was hard initially, and then it just got easier, and now I don't even think about it. Janet, it's always lovely to chat to you. Thanks very much indeed for joining us this morning. Janet Gorand is the founder, the 70-year-old, I don't believe it, founder of...
I'm beginning to regret that.
I know, I'm so sorry, of Tribe Sober. You can get involved in the Dry January Challenge by going to the website. You can find her on Instagram, social media, all of that, Tribe Sober.